The primary election is almost here. Vote centers will be open May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make your vote count. Visit vote.indy.gov for more information. This message was paid for by the Marion County Election Board.
The updates on the situation in Nashville. A woman claiming to be a man going to a Christian school where she used to go, killing, murdering three children, murdering three adults. She was shot and killed by police who entered the school to do exactly, well, I would say to take down the shooter by any means necessary. I don't think they walked in with the intent to kill. They walked in knowing they might have to. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning, good to be with you. In the aftermath, we have seen the standard conversations regarding the Second Amendment. The incompetent people who engage in incompetent conversations on subjects they know nothing about. When you hear people talk about firearms, as you hear this White House talk about them, they are proud of how little they know. They can't get enough of it. When you have Corinne Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, saying this, for
down
example.
Down in Southern Port.
Sorry about that. Playing the wrong thing right there. This, here we go.
How many more children have to be murdered before Republicans in Congress will step up and act to pass the assault weapons ban, to close loopholes in our background, in our background check system, or to require the safe storage of guns? We need to do something. Once again, the president calls on Congress to do something before another child is senselessly killed in a preventable act of gun violence. Again, we need to do something.
That is the White House blaming Republicans for what took place, which is, of course, criminally insane. And once again, a radical misunderstanding of the events that took place. Purposeful. The guns were purchased legally, seven of them, even though all seven weren't used. This woman was seeking care for what is described as an emotional disorder. This woman was living, as is reporting, with her parents at the age of 28 and was able to hide the guns from her family. Now you ask me, well, isn't that part of the problem? How can somebody who has an emotional disorder be purchasing firearms? And I believe the answer would be, was that something that was known and could be picked up in a background check? And what does it mean to be treated? If the argument is, if you've ever felt sad, you can't own a firearm, that's a pretty dangerous place to be. If there was some level of treatment that was being given where the person giving it felt the level of concern, shouldn't that have started a process where someone could be adjudicated mentally unfit, mentally incapable, and therefore a warning would go up? Something within our system that would allow those who sell guns legally an opportunity to recognize, wait a second, this isn't somebody I can sell a gun to. Well, Tony, isn't that red flag laws? It's a little different in the conversation that I'm having. No one broke any laws in terms of how these guns were purchased. The shooter, the murderer, broke many, many laws that were on the books, only proving that more laws is not the answer, and we should be asking a question about the mental health conversation everywhere. Is it being used as a shield, or is it real? Because what we're being told as part of the mental health issues, a story from the Daily Mail that is just awful, and when I say awful, not because it happened, although it could be awful, because they think this is an excuse Nashville mass school shooter, was rejected by her Christian parents who couldn't accept she was gay and trans, as cops reveal she also planned to shoot relatives. I'm not quite sure what it would be like to live in a family where your parents or others didn't accept you. I'm not quite sure why anybody, including the Daily Mail, would think that's an excuse to shoot children. If you can explain to me how that's an excuse to shoot children, I guarantee you, you would be explaining to me why you're not somebody I should talk to. There was no excuse. But here's Daily Mail throwing up an excuse. Rejected by her parents, they wouldn't accept her. What does acceptance have to do with anything? You have to accept you. Plenty of people got thrown out of their house by their parents when they turned 18 or earlier. Plenty of people coming from horrible backgrounds. They didn't say, you know what? I'm going to go kill kids. So, this doesn't hold water. But the idea of going about harming people, well, this seems to be a conversation that's taking hold. Starting with a group called the Trans Resistance Network that says, there's no other effective way to be seen. The second or more complex tragedy is that this person, I don't use names, who felt she had no other effective way to be seen than to lash out by taking the life of others and by consequence herself. Do not claim to know the individual or have access to their inner thoughts and feelings. Do know that life for transgender people is very difficult and made more difficult than the preceding months by a virtual avalanche of anti-trans legislation and public call-outs by right-wing personalities and political figures. I will not apologize for saying that we should pass SB 480, nor House Bill 1608. I will not apologize for protecting children. And if you tell me I'm leading people to mass murder, go to hell in every way you can. But they want to engage the blame. They want to say you're at fault. As a matter of fact, if that's the case, well, then let's hear what it is this shooter believed. And release her manifesto, except they won't. There is now a push on to not release the manifesto of the shooter because of, as Newsweek describes it, major concerns from LGBTQ plus groups. And now we're going to get into the conversation that we wouldn't get into 2 days ago because it would be all speculation. But it seems to me these groups are the ones raising questions, so now we can ask about it. What is in the manifesto that would raise concerns? When have we ever had an issue with printing what somebody wrote about why they committed the horrible act? Now it's of major concern? I think you know why. I think I know why. And we'll get into it.